Well, once the salmon start running up the rivers of the West, it's not only fishermen that look to a bountiful harvest. Bears do, too. But as Mark Seth Lender observed at British Columbia's Mackenzie River, a plentiful supply of salmon doesn't make bears less watchful and cautious.
Here is the daybed he made. The reeds flat as a sheet for the space of 10 feet. He's just the right size to lie in it. That head, the shoulders it slouches into, front legs like two angular granite monuments, black hair thick as a shag rug and the edges silver, shimmering. He came up the beach at a shambling pace, over mussels and hard white barnacles clinging to the rocks like glass-embedded crenellations. He crossed the estuary at the shallows, downstream from where the river pours out of the heavy woods, then up the bank and paused, looking left, looking right, and along the grassy knoll and down to the promontory where he now stands, staring at me. Eyebrows raised in a kind of question mark, eyes open wider than they should be, chin lifted a little. An expression you might take for surprise. It isn't. Yesterday, another smaller bear, black as a lump of coal, was fishing for salmon right there. Paw raised, leaning way out, all his attention on the river and the motion below, until he realized he was not alone. Hungry as he may have been, he ran. Suddenly, that's what they do, small bear from big bear, all bears from us. Big bear, he missed that part in bear school. And I am glad of the 100 meters of glass-green water between us. He needs his claws in the sand and never takes his eyes off me. On the rocks at my right, a salmon writhes. We tried to launch her again upstream to meet her fate. She did not have it in her. When Big Bear sees her there, fate will come to her. Better her. In the morning, we kayak around the corner and along the promontory one last time. It rained last night, and the river pushes against the flooding tide with a roar. There are tracks all over the flats. Mama Bear, her prints no bigger than the ones I might make walking on my hands. Baby Bear, here's where he came to a stop, feet planted side by side, and Mama Bear right behind him. And there, just ahead, that's where Big Bear went. And Mama and Baby again, their paws bunched together in a clump, which means they turned and left here at a run. All these traces will wash out on the dark of the new moon tide. And of the stranded salmon, not so much as a single iridescent scale.